This is the Netgroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Welcome back to Sustainable Returns, where we explore responsible investing and the sustainability issues shaping our future. I'm David Levinson, and today we're taking a deeper look at ESG integration in South Africa's pension and retirement fund sector. With me is Andile Shlanti, institutional consultant at Negrip Investments. Andile, welcome.
Hi, David, and thank you. I'm looking forward to having this conversation with you.
Now, Andile, we have heard a lot about ESG from a global perspective, but let's localize it. What makes ESG essential in the South African pension landscape?
Well, the way I see it, David, is that in South Africa, ESG isn't a nice to have. It's essential because we face structural unemployment, inequality, and a climate that is increasingly volatile. Pension funds have an enormous pool of capital, and how that capital is deployed matters. An ESG strategy is one of those things that matter because it helps ensure long-term financial security while addressing societal challenges.
Why I'm so excited to have you on the podcast, Andile, is that you spend a lot of time engaging with decision makers in the pension and retirement fund sector. Now, how are trustees reacting? I mean, are they on board with ESG as an investment strategy?
Definitely more than before, David. Some of the questions that trustees are always asking are, how can our investment support transformation? What are we doing about carbon emissions? How do we support black-owned asset managers or address gender equity? It is a mindset shift from compliance to impact.
I love that you said that because we are also recognizing more and more that performance can and should have purpose. And we have illustrated that with the recent launch of the Negrip Investments Multi-Managed Future Focus Equity Fund. Can you tell us a little bit more about what kind of a solution that is?
Sure. The fund is a dedicated South African equity portfolio structured as a single unit trust and one of our flagship responsible investment offerings. What makes this fund unique is not just the ESG integration, but that it is managed by three investment-led, black-owned asset managers. This fund's objective is to maximize capital growth over the long term while focusing on transformation and sustainability. It has been designed in alignment with United Nations SDGs 5, 10, and 13, which focus on gender equity, reduced inequality, and climate action, respectively.
You've touched on two sides of the same coin there, one being how the managers were selected, and two, how the way they invest affects the real economy and addresses the challenges that we face. And Andile, on working on this fund, we realized the growing data availability in the space of sustainability and that ESG portfolios do exhibit resilience.
Exactly, David. There is more and more data showing us that companies with strong ESG practices are more resilient, attract better talent, and are better positioned for long-term growth. This is certainly more than charity, it is a strategy, especially in emerging markets like South Africa, where ESG risks are more pronounced.
So Andile, knowing all of this now, what should trustees and consultants be asking asset managers?
Ask how they integrate ESG into their investment processes. Ask what metrics they use to measure progress. Ask who's managing the money and whether their teams reflect the society we are trying to build. The answers will tell you everything you need to know about whether it's just lip service or genuine commitment.
I absolutely love that. I think it's worth repeating. Is who's managing money and are their teams reflective of the society we're trying to build? So Andile, I'm also interested to know, and I'm sure our audience is too, is where do you see South Africa's pension and retirement sector heading from here?
David, I should warn you that I'm an optimist. I see the sector heading towards greater transparency, stronger regulation, and more accountability. I believe ESG will be baked into Regulation 28 considerations in even more explicit ways, and the funds that embrace this early will be the ones that lead, not just survive, the next decade.
No need to warn me, Andile, and us practitioners in the sustainability space love an optimist. So on that note, thank you for joining me today. This has been such a valuable conversation, and I hope the decision makers who have tuned in are assessing and realizing the opportunities as we speak.
Thank you, David. Always a pleasure.
And thank you for joining us for this enlightening conversation. And do stay tuned for the next episode of Sustainable Returns. In the meantime, feel free to catch up on episode one in the series.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.